Blog Talk Radio.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. Alright? So, put the kids to bed. We're the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass. Passion of a poet, I want it, so drop it. I'm smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Rude is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, and I'ma wrap my dick and throw it out. But I like to pull hair, slap at the titty grab. Got a trophy cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
What I do,
let's review the video.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want a tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. Her face is a change, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood is still a flossy. We boogie at the club with her walk, the house parties. We post a girl, you and the homies. Anger ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Mops, a penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mackin', baby. It's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shade, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good. And I'll put that on the hood.
Hey there, Huey.
Riley.
I couldn't help but notice your sign, and I hope you boys aren't too upset about me having to prosecute Mr. Kelly.
Hey, man, you do what you gotta do.
Why Aunt Kelly, huh? What did Aunt Kelly do to you?
He's accused of relieving himself on an underage girl on tape, which is against the law.
Okay, okay, okay. But let's examine this whole peeing thing so I can pee in the toilet and it's okay. But if I pee on a person, it's like, not okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, what if I'm peeing and Huey's in the bathroom and I accidentally pee on Huey? Should I go to jail?
What the hell would I be doing in the bathroom while you're in the bathroom?
Hold up, hold up. Remember when we used to sleep in the same bed when we was littler? From time to time, I'd have a little accident.
You still do?
Shut up! So, Mr. Dubois, Mr. I Wanna Lock Niggas Up for Peeing, what's the statute of limitations on bedwetting? Why not prosecute me and R. Kelly at the same time, huh?
Now, Riley, no one's going to prosecute you for bedwetting.
And you shouldn't. It's a natural bodily function. And now every nigga in the world gonna be scared to pee. I may never pee again.
Riley, it was a little girl.
Oh, I've seen that girl. She ain't little. I'm little.
Yes.
Gary Coleman's little.
Yes.
Mini-Me is little.
Very.
And to the best of my knowledge, we all managed to avoid getting peed on so far.
But what about the victim?
Oh, yes, the victim. At what point does personal responsibility become a factor in this equation?
I don't think that...
I see piss coming. I move.
Mm.
She saw piss coming. She stayed.
Yeah, she did.
And why should I have to miss out on the next R. Kelly album just for that?
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with The Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's right, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you know, it's West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights with not only me, The Dagger, as well as Queen V. How you feeling tonight, Ma?
I'm wonderful. Well, I can't say wonderful, but I mean, I'm moving. I'm alive. I mean.
Oh, okay. as we all are. We're
right.
Live, we're breathing, and we're here, and we're about to get into another West Coast Wednesday show. And let's, as we always do at the beginning of every show, got to shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Deshae, because, you know, without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, West Coast Wednesday / Sunday. X and B Models will be doing their award show, still being rescheduled, y'all, so just stay on the lookout for that, so we're still going to see who won. And, yeah, besides that, like I said, you can highlight it. Like I said, check out her email, check out her Facebook, Google her. If you want to get your network on and try to do something major, make sure you highlight that lady right there, all right, because she's doing big things. Second, all independent artists, everybody out there doing their motherfucking thing when it comes to this independent music. If you record, like I said, R&B, rap, hip-hop, whatever you got out there going on, thank you so much for doing what y'all are doing, because without y'all, there wouldn't be no show either. I wouldn't have no music to play, and nobody's going to listen to me just talk for 2 hours. Thank y'all very much. And, of course, last but not least, definitely not least, just anybody to take the time out of their day, all right, to sit here and listen to us, talk for these 2 hours, sit up here and support these independent artists. And like I said, I know it's not easy because we get into a lot of shit over here. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. We never know. But, hey, we're going on this roller coaster, and y'all have always been here with us, and y'all supporting the show. Without y'all, there is no show either. So keep doing what y'all are doing. Keep spreading the love. Keep spreading the hope. And then, it's out this week. Because, I mean, we broke 700. We broke 750. I don't know what it is. It can't be me. Maybe it's you, Queen. I think it's you. I think they really like you. I can't be me. And, 700
people don't
want to
like, no, Tiger, you've been having your show for a minute. Like, wait a minute. You can't say it's me.
No, but I mean, I've been having, because let's keep in mind, like I said, I've been having the show, and I've had the show, but I mean, when I first started doing the show, you know, 50, 60, you know, 70, or just over this summertime, I don't know what it is, but I don't know if it's because, like I said, we've been spreading the word, we've been doing, I don't know what y'all are out there doing, but y'all are doing the motherfucking thing. I don't get it.
I really am. Like, you don't understand. Like, I'm in the process. I'm so sorry. All right, here I go. I'm sorry. I really apologize to you, my co-host.
Who are
I
you
really
talking to? Are you talking to me or are you talking to somebody
I
else?
I'm talking to you.
Okay, I was just making sure, because I was going to say, you know you sometimes. Sometimes you be doing other things. We have to watch you. But,
Stop it.
But like I said, whatever y'all are out there doing, keep doing it. Like I said, keep talking about the show, keep spreading it. What I think, because, I mean, we're breaking about 5-6 on Slap Sundays, but over here on West Coast Wednesdays, like I said, y'all really setting records over here. What I think it is, I think y'all just some nasty motherfuckers. And I mean that in a positive way. I mean that in a cool way. Don't get it twisted. Like I said, I just think, I don't know, they always say sex sells. And we get into those kind of conversations over here, and, you know, you might hear some shit you didn't know. Ladies get on here, you know, letting y'all know how niggas be acting. You know, we get on here and talk about the ladies. I don't know. Maybe it's confrontation. Maybe it's the sex talk. I'm not sure. But like I said, whatever y'all doing, keep doing y'all thing, keep supporting the show, keep spreading the word about the show, let people know what we got going on over here, because we are trying to be positive thing, and as long as y'all help us do that, we'll be able to keep bringing y'all the show. And like I told y'all, like I said, I'm going to be, my year birthday is coming up next month on Bang Out Radio, all right? So next month, as long as the numbers stay where they're at and what they're doing, we are going to increase the show, going to have a lot more things we can do. Let's see, I'm going to be video recording, you know, while I'm doing the show. I was trying to do that at first, but, you know, I had that mishap with my laptops and everything like that, so I had to revamp everything. But we're going to start, I'm going to start recording myself doing the show so we can get our YouTube cracking so y'all can see who y'all dealing with and the type of shit that we be having to go on and everything. And then, like I said, we can extend the show a whole extra hour. I think I'm going to be able, you know what I'm going to be able to do once I do that? When we extend the show, I'll actually be able to dial out. So, you know, that's going to be some crazy shit. Hey, don't tell us who I may call during the show just to get them online. So I get them out in the air. So that'll be an interesting thing. And like I said, we're going to do a lot of things. We're going to keep growing, keep trying to do what we do. All right, y'all? And we got to do it together. Me, Queen, y'all out there listening, we all in this together, all right? So like I said, as we do at the beginning of every show, we start with the new music first. And let's see what I want to play tonight. First, I got some, where's my man Morris at? I got some brand new music, and this is from Morris Colossus, off his Made for Tears album coming up. Now, honestly, like I said, no disrespect to my man Morris, but I think this is more, instead of a song, it's more like a spoken word type of thing, but it's still on some real shit. So y'all listen up, y'all pay attention, and we'll be right back here on West Coast Wednesday, Talk Nights with the Dagger, Queen V, all right? We'll be right back.
Headed nowhere abruptly, sipping martinis made of tears. I'm all about advantages, me and my tarantulas. City view, top of my head pressed against a hotel window overlooking Los Angeles. I want it all, they can either watch me ball or get mauled. Who can hold me 7-1? When it's my go, I'm Dolby 7.1. Bugatti skills, from standard to automatic emphatic. All them faggots just fanatics. I'm worth my weight in blow, but times is hard, so I stand behind my guard, keeping my distance from niggas without spinal cord. Raised by one parent, so I'm kinda scarred. I travel with the mic cause I keep coke in it, and in between two and for the Galactic Republic, I unscrew the top and put my nose in it. Damn, I overdid it. No company, just misery, slippery, traveling in circles with no periphery. Put my soul at hazard to get these vocals mastered. Living past the speed limit and like my hoes faster. It's back to the drawing board. Let's write and draw it more. Portraits that's metamorphic, we're drawing more. Invisibility cloak, my ability to boast is due to the agility that I wrote. I'm so gourmet, the talent comes in foray. The introduction is similar to Saddam invading Kuwait. Fixated on the future, we keep each other sedated. Yes, the fixation is mutual. For what it's worth, I'm trying to lay up with the beat till she give birth. Then I'm out, put the car in reverse. Need space to sprout, plus don't like to see her face when she pout. I strive for visuals of my enemies to drop, so when they start driving without a rooftop in my vicinity and flop, I make preparations to deliver the Kennedy shot.
You know how like you being like your own zone, and like somebody just put you in the mood, and you like, oh baby, 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 baby. All right, man. Like Mike, throw it back, and if you play it right, you might go with that. Hit the home and stuff, let them know what's up. Tell them Cam, ain't done with that. I'm a superstar, I got moves to make. Place to go, red debate. I'm a CEO with no sign to waste. And if you grind a suit, yo, do your thing. Ain't gonna hold you back, let you do your thing. And if you want it here, I better have a ring. And if you told her you want it, what to say?
Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Looking for that one that can wind me up. Make me feel like I'm the only one. Since I'm in the zone, he wanna touch my back. He wanna touch the spot, he wanna touch me back. I say, boy, you can't handle that. I say, boy, you can't handle that. And if you wanna hit, you better have a ring. And if they turn to you on, this is what you sing. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby.
Sure.
Young lady, I know this might be hard to talk about.
No, it's cool.
How old were you when you were seeing Mr. Kelly?
14 and a quarter.
Wow. That's a great age, isn't it? Still learning so much about the world.
Whatever, I guess.
Could you describe the events leading up to the shooting of the video?
Yeah, he asked if he could pee on me, and I said, for sure. I mean, it's R. Kelly, the Pied Piper of R&B. I've been peed on by guys who don't even have record deals. If I didn't want to get peed on, I'd just move out the way. Ha, I told you.
Order.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Yes, ma'am, I got you. And we are back, West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen B in the building. How you feeling? Still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Okay. We just gonna jump into this because, you know, like I said, I got always issues, and like I said, I ask questions because I'll be trying to get the answers, even though I may never get them. But my first issue this week with the lady species, first one this week. Let me ask this. Like I said, Queen, you don't speak for all women, but like I said, you're my co-host right now, so I'm talking to you, and maybe you can help me out just a little bit.
Okay.
My question is, I'm trying to understand when does a guy become... When does a guy go from interested to becoming a, like, I guess what they used to call, what Beyonce used to call a bugaboo or whatever, or something like that, right? Now, here's my situation. And usually in a lot of situations when I show interest in somebody, then I show a general interest. It's like, yo, what's up? I'm trying to see you, trying to chill. You know, I hit them up, trying to see what to do and everything like that. And but the question comes to, now when I'm doing that and then I don't get a response or something like that, or I feel like I'm getting ignored or something, then it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to, because I'm not the type to chase somebody. I know girls like feel like they need to be chased, or they want somebody to like put in work to get with them and everything like that or whatever. Like, I'm not against putting in work, but my issue is, it's like I said, if I'm showing you I'm interested and you still act like, you know, you're like whatever about it, or it just doesn't matter. And then when I stop caring, or I stop showing interest, or I stop trying to chill out with people and everything like that, then I get the, oh, you don't care. You never want to spend time with me. You don't really want to be with me, or you don't want to hang out with me or anything like that. And I'm like, I do, but every time I try to chill with you or try to hang out with you or something, you always got some reason why you can't. So why am I going to keep going through the same thing, especially when I already know the answer? So
right.
I guess my first question is, it's like, when girls want to deal with somebody or chip with somebody or see what somebody got going on, I mean, they'll make time and do that, right? I mean, it's not a bullshit. I mean, you're either going to make time or you're not, right? Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you're right in saying that.
So now, I guess when I, like, say we set a date, right? Say it's like, okay, we're going to do this, we're going out, we're doing this, all right. Here's another thing that happens. And like I said, girls are doing this a lot more. And this is a lot of shit that niggas used to do or whatever. But that's why it's curious to me. It's like, we set a date, we're supposed to be doing something, right? Say it's we're supposed to hang out on Wednesday. It's Monday, all right? So, all right, we're kicking it on Wednesday, blah, 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 this time, okay, that's what we do. Now, see, me, knowing how females can be, or just knowing that, you know, shit always happens and everything like that, I'm the type of person where I'll ask every day. You know, we're supposed to be chilling on Wednesday, and it's Monday, so I'm like, okay, we're still good for Wednesday. Like, okay, cool. Then Tuesday will come, and I'll still hit her up, like, on Tuesday, like, are we still good for Wednesday? Like, everything's, yeah. And then, but you know how many times Wednesday comes along, and then either it's people don't pick up the phone, or now all of a sudden they're not around, or they can't respond in time, or, and then now my thing is, and I would hit them up and see what's going on, and like I said, we're supposed to chill at 9 or whatever, so I'm hitting you up in the morning, no response, or, you know, or there's a response in the morning. But when it gets closer to the time, you know, now all of a sudden I'm not getting a response. You know, there's basically, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just not getting a response. And I may hit you up, maybe, like, text you twice, maybe call twice. But I feel I'm allowed to do that because we had a set time and date that we were supposed to be doing something.
Right.
But I have people come to me like, why are you bothering me or bugging me or something like that? I'm like, you could have told me
Okay, wait. All right. I'm going to stop you right there. Like, I can't speak for everybody. I'm not. So I'm going to tell you like this.
We don't speak for everybody. We speak from our experiences. Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you like this. Like, when it comes, I don't know about not responding. Like, I'm not really that type of girl. Like, if you hit me up and you ask me what's going on, and I don't get back to you right away, it's because maybe I'm dealing with something or I'm not by my phone at that very moment. But if I see your text message pop up and you're asking me what's going on, I'm going to tell you, like, okay, well, this is going on. I'm getting ready to do this, or you feel me, or, you know, this happened, so now I can't go or whatever. You feel me? Like, I'm not the type of girl, like, I don't like to stand people up. Like, that's not my thing. Like, because I don't like to be stood up.
Right, but you would say something, right? You at least say something.
I would say something, like, but you feel me? Because I don't like that feeling of being stood up. That's not okay with me. But, like, on the whole not responding thing, I think that's kind of childish. Like, you know, it's 2012 out here now. Y'all need to, you feel me? If you don't want to be bothered, then say you don't want to be bothered. Like, that's all I'm saying.
And then the same thing, and that's where I'm at. That was my next question, because it's like, but the next day, you know, bright and early in the morning or something like that, it's like, oh, then all the excuses come up. Oh, my bad, this, or da-da-da, this, or then all the shit. And now I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Now I'm like, okay, whatever. Da-da. I mean, I'm not the type to sit around and wait for somebody either, because I've been the type of person where it's like, okay, I understand that shit happens. So usually if we got a date or we're supposed to chill and it's at 9 o'clock and I don't hear nothing from you but about 10 or so, I get it like 10:30, then it's okay, I'm gonna move on and do something else.
Right.
But it comes to the point where it's like you said, you could have just said something. I would so much rather somebody tell me, like, you know what, I just don't wanna be bothered, than I would rather you tell me you don't wanna be bothered than me just not knowing what's going on. And
right.
I hate even talking like this, because I sound, like I said, this is some shit that niggas do. And it's like, we say this all the time on the show as well. It's like, females are doing shit that niggas be doing, and niggas are doing shit that females need to be doing. Or, no way. Niggas is acting like bitches. We're just going to say it how it is. Niggas is acting like bitches, and bitches is acting like niggas. And
right.
But that's not proper, because this is what happens. It's shit like this that happens. When good guys like me and good girls fall through the cracks and everything like that, y'all got to realize that totally fucks up shit, because now, or well, let's backtrack that. And then the next day, they get mad at me, or somebody will get mad at me for me having an attitude. Like, well, I'm like, why should I not have an attitude? Or why should I not be upset? Or why am I even dealing with somebody who's costing me on this bullshit? Because like I said, nobody has the time to just sit around and just wait. You know, we all got shit we got to do. Lives got to be lived. Money got to be made. Shit got to happen. So. And then when you're taking time out of your schedule for somebody else and they can give two shits about what you got going on, then that's a problem for me. But people just seem not to care. But this is what I mean. It's like, when does a guy become somebody that's bugging you? It's like, okay, now I'll let that slide. And, okay, I'm still trying to see you. I'm still interested. Trying to see what's up. Okay, you get that one chance. But it's like constant. Or let me rephrase it this way. Let me ask you this. Would you rather a guy, like, act like he's interested, you know, by calling, trying to talk to you, trying to see you, trying to be with you, or just be like, you know what, I'm interested, and leave it at that, and then whatever happens after that, y'all just either meet up with each other or whatever, and just be like whatever about it? I mean, is it about talk or is it about action?
I don't know, like, that, you know, the old saying, actions speak louder than words.
Right.
But, I mean, and that goes both ways, but at the same time, like, I mean, like, recently with me, I've had dates and, you know, shit like that going on, but every time that I want to do something, it's always something else going on or something else that I got to deal with, to the point where it's like, okay, I can't do that now, you feel me? Like, I'm going through shit right now. So, you know, sometimes you got to be able to suck that up and be like, all right, well, you know, she's got her shit going on, so I got to understand that. But at the same time, I do understand it's a point where you're just like, you know what, fuck that, I'm done, I don't want to do it no more, like, you feel me, because she over there on that bullshit. But, I mean, it's just like sometimes it is certain situations, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not the type of girl to stand nobody up. I'm not the type of girl that, you feel me, that's going to leave you hanging high and dry. Like, if I tell you I'm coming, then I'm coming. But if something happens to the point where I have to change plans, then I sincerely apologize. Like, I'm one of those people that, you know, when I say that I apologize or that I'm sorry, I mean that. Because, you know, it's really, things happen that are not under my control sometimes. But if you over there just on that bullshit, just trying to play games, then that's something different.
And that's the hard thing to really realize is when somebody's actually playing games or when somebody's actually really going through some shit. Because on the other hand of that, like I'm saying, girls that I mess with or that I chilled with or whatever in my own city, you know what I mean? You already know how I feel about distance relationships and distance talking about people, because it's like, you know, well, that's already a negative right there. There's a gap in between people when you can't see them when you want to. But what pisses me off also is girls that act like they're interested and we're in the same city and you feel like you can't find time or you can't do this or you can't do that, and we're in the same city. You know, that, and I'm one of the type of people that doesn't like excuses. I mean, that's the biggest thing, one of my biggest pet peeves is people that always make excuses, because, like I'm saying, if you want to do something, you're going to do it. Like I'm saying,
right.
If you got kids, like I was saying, you got a job, you got stuff like that, you know what your schedule is, you know what you have to deal with, you know what you're going through. So if you can't handle something, then don't even start it or get involved in it. That's where my biggest thing is, because it's like people get involved with me knowing how I am, knowing what I expect, knowing the things that I want, because I'm very open with with how I feel about things. And then try to act like I didn't just tell them how to, he's like, they act like they don't know. You know, like it's a big shock, or when something goes on or they do something that's out of bounds or whatever, that it's like they want to upset, or they want to wonder why I'm upset, or why this or that. And it's like, you should know why already. Why are you asking me the dumb question? You knew this before you got into it. It wasn't going to change, you know, and I don't know. Like I said, I just get real confused, and it just frustrates me, because I just want y'all to understand, like, if you're not going to do something, just don't fucking do it. Don't even say you're going to do it, even when it comes to this show. I mean, no disrespect to everybody out there. Like I said, I know people out there doing their thing. Y'all busy right now. Y'all got a lot of things. I got to handle and everything like that. But like I said, people have told me they were going to do drops for the show. Have I got drops? No. I mean, it is what it is, though. No disrespect.
Right.
Like I said, but it is what it is. And I can understand that, but I would rather you tell me you're not going to do something than to tell me you're going to do something, and then, like I've always said, then when I expect you to do it and I'm on your head about doing something or I'm on your head about something you didn't do, then I'm the problem, because I'm getting on you for something that you said you were going to do, but it's my fault or I'm the issue. That's the type of shit that it's like, wow. But that's the shit that goes on nowadays. I don't understand it. Hold on. Ooh. Hold on real quick. Like I said, West Coast Wednesdays is always ladies' night. More ladies fuck with me on this show than on five Sundays. How you doing tonight, MIA? How you feeling?
What's going on with you, Dagger? How you doing, Queen B?
Hi, MIA. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I just have to say that's fucked up, because you have a very important show. Just like you say, you don't have to do this for anybody. You're doing it for everybody. You know, you don't have to sit up and do this. You know, and if you are supposed to be using that person's house or wherever and they don't let you know, then that's totally fucked up. And that's selfish, and that's just not wanting you to be over there doing it in the first place. Fuck excuses, you being busy or whatever. Don't sit up and say, yeah, you can come over, and then at the last minute, they're not hitting you back. Like, that is very important. This is your show. You got listeners out here. You feel me? I mean, music artists is out here really getting shit popping. And if you don't want to have no part of that because you want some food for shit, then, bitch, get on. You feel me? And fuck with the real people. Like, for real. Who got your back and down with that shit? Because, you know, every time you come over, I'm like, here, Dagger, what you need, what you want, what's up, get your show done, no matter what the fuck is going on. Long as you get that show done, that's what matters.
You know, well, thank you very much.
West Coast Wednesdays
and
Slap Sundays. You feel me?
But yeah, but it's just always crazy, man. Because like I said, it comes to the point where where, like I said, you try to, this is what I mean by the nice guy, how the nice guy always finishes last and nobody gives a fuck or whatever. Because like I said, when you try to be nice or whatever, then people walk over that shit and think they can just get away with whatever.
Exactly.
But then you gotta be, but then if you're the asshole straight out the gate or anything like that, then nobody wanna fuck with you because, like I said, you're an asshole, you're this or that. But it's like, if I gotta be an asshole to protect myself and what I got going on and everything like that, I just may
that's
have to do
that. What you gotta do. I mean, it ain't you being an asshole, it's you handling your business. If they ain't handling business, then they ain't gonna understand. If they ain't got nothing set to do, if they worried about whatever else is going on instead of something that's really popping, then whatever. So,
it's just like I said, y'all. And then with ladies, I don't know. Like I said, y'all ladies, I remember, I just sound like an old man. But back in the day, like I said, the girls I used to deal with, even when I was on my old shit or whatever, it's like, it was like there was a lot more consistency. If a girl wanted to fuck with you, she fucked with you. You know what I mean? Y'all did y'all thing, y'all did what y'all had to do or whatever, and y'all enjoyed yourselves, y'all talked, y'all did this or that. Now if a girl want to fuck with you, it's like she want to fuck with you, but, you know, on these terms, this, that, rule, there's always some kind of extras going along with it. It's just like, you either fucking with me or you're not. And that's the bottom line. It's like, you either fucking with me or not. You either rolling with what a nigga got going on or you don't. And I'm honestly going to say that, like I said, a man is supposed to, I still believe, is supposed to, like, lead the relationship. No disrespect to the ladies or anything like that. Or I'm not trying to say.
You saying some real shit. I mean, a man is supposed to lead the relationship. And if a motherfucker ain't stepping up or she don't really like you, then she ain't going to let you lead it. She going to kick rocks. Like, she going
to
fuck with anybody else.
Or she's
going
to try to take over. Yeah, or she's going to try to take over the relationship or something like that. You can't do that. Like I said, majority of ladies or when ladies get twisted, in my opinion, is just that y'all got to realize that when you're in a relationship or you're looking for a relationship or something like that, you're looking for a man who's got something going on that you want to be involved with. All
right?
That's the bottom line. He's got to be doing something with his life that you
don't
be mind
out
supporting
here
and helping
with
him.
Gangbanging ass guy if you know you can't handle it. Because there's some thug-ass niggas out here, so don't be sucking with no thug-ass niggas if you know at the end of the day you don't like it because he's so dope or whatever he does.
Or, yeah, whatever you do. But if that's what you want, then once you get that, realize that that's what you wanted instead. You know how, that's what I mean, inconsistency. A girl will say she wants
something.
Come on,
this nigga did me wrong and all that shit. You knew what he was doing before you even decided to mess with him. So why, you know what you're getting yourself into. Fuck your hormones, whatever. Know what you're getting yourself into and take up to the consequences. Fuck it. If the nigga ain't fucking with you no more, he ain't fucking with you. Move on to the next one because that's just how it goes. But if a female like you, she going to show you that she likes you and she going to be there every time you call her. Straight up. She going to want to be there running.
Now here we go. Now see, now we're going to get into that because I want to figure out when do you know if somebody's not fucking with you no more now. We're going to talk about the signs. And we're going to see what's up with that in a second when we get back. Queen B, MIA. I hope my Beauty of the Week call in, too. She's out there listening, girl. You better call in. But we're going to roll with Jay the Third right now. Sex Talk. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen B, MIA hanging out. We'll be right back.
Pretty boy,
that moment when she whispers in my ear exactly how she wants it. Yeah.
But I'm playing no it's halftime. Gang flow. Say your last man for tempo. My jig gang, new Range Rover. So come on and take me out. I'll be your drive instructor. I'll take it over then speed it up. You better make me burn all my rubber. Especially when you be all in my ear saying you want it all. Kissing the hugger, licking the touching, girl, you know I let it hear you. I let it hear you.
Thank you.
get the blueprint. The future couples in love, but he was just out to stunt with guns. Some more open doors and hugs, if you said you let him crush. Yeah, she a headstrong, pretty red bone. Tell me your fish, I'm here when you most admit it is. Okay, well, us meeting to escalate into a learned lesson. Know a lot of females, but this is the space and only fulfilled with your presence. Ain't easy, but I'm going. I play hard, keeping my heart guarded by camouflage and emotion. Come on, she ain't ready yet. And when walking the tightrope, I wanna be the safety net. Yeah, that's if we take the time to mean more. You was the queen of my castle. Wish I was the king of yours. Forced to play the background and back down. Call me when you worry, cause he can't make you smile.
Well, I ain't gonna lie, I'm feeling you. Girl, your position and the things you do. I ain't gonna lie, girl, you're straight. The way you wanna play, I'ma throw it all away.
Valentine's Day, give you all things mean. It's cause he like you enough to lay up, but you just not enough to put a ring on your finger. But you can see you through my eyes, cause you pretty and pink. Plus he a former bachelor, you think he ain't gon' cheat. A one night stand and then he rolling. I watch the girl I'm in love with, cause it's in the heart to be broken. I'm here, you there. It's kinda weird how you can talk about his boss, because he can't understand your tears. Yeah, but I'ma be right here. Yeah, but I'ma be right here. D-O-B-I plus you.
Come on.
D-O-B-I plus you. Just you and me. Hey, we go
well, team.
What if you work it later? When you share the fruits of my labor, when you in labor,
yeah.
And then I put minutes in now for hours later.
Okay,
how much is too much? Imagine back rubs in the club. Call me up when you ain't around. Tell me how you don't feel love.
How you don't feel love.
Yo, rethink your desires and dreams of living mine. D-O-T-I. Yeah, and here we go. Hey, and here we go. Hey,
here we go.
Talk to me. Yeah.
Favorite candy bar, ooh, that whatchamacallit.
and you can have it your way. So I from the back like a buffet. Now we tussling on the bed and she biting on the seat. I can tell the way she moaning, she bout to speak. So like black, I'm a freak, so I go a little deeper. My boy ain't the wife, but I'm just trying to be her teacher. And forget her. Tell me if you look and feel it. Promise you I wanna hit. I'll have you screaming like ooh, ooh. I'll have you moaning like ooh, ooh.
Can I lick it, can I taste it?
Can I lick it, can I taste it?
Now ladies, let's get naked.
Ladies, let's get naked.
And then you wear my baby.
And then you wear my baby. Oh,
hey, listen here.
Oh,
you come meet, we all in the truck. Block in the back and you rolling the dust. We drunk it. We all wanna touch, certified goons, so we all wanna take his hoes off, throw them off in the cut. No shit, spilling all on the butt. Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up, by the bus kid. Got enough shit and she eating out. If I get me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. Gonna sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit going by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I was finished, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it?
Get in your blood, man, that'll make you crazy. And you know they got them short little skates nowadays and that, what they call them, the tongs?
Thongs.
Yeah, right, they got the thongs all up the booty crack and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And after that, it's over. You wake up and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take five.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, y'all. We back. West Coast winning. Top notch. The Dagger. Queen V. Still good?
Of course.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just making sure. And we got a new caller straight out the 909. Remember, if you want to call in 661-621-7559, you need to just chill in the queue and you press 1 to holler at us. But out the 909-07, hold on. Let's see what you're in. 0721, you got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
Hi, Dagger.
What's cracking? Who this?
Claire.
Oh, Claire. Oh, look, you all sitting right next to each other calling in? That's okay, that's cool.
Oh. No, because it was too quiet in the car, and I was going to be too bored. And I was like, I want to tune in on the conversation, too. So
okay, well,
I was like, I have a phone. I could call.
That's the only way you're going to get in on the conversation is if you do call. Welcome. Well, we're going to get off of my stuff and my bullshit for a minute. We're going to do some news because, you know, I haven't done news in a while. So, we're gonna talk some news real quick and let y'all know what's going on in the world. And like I said, it's shit like this that I be reading about. This is why I don't read the news, because when I find shit like this, it just lets me know or gives me even further reason to act the way that I do. Because there's some crazy motherfuckers in the world. So let's start it off this way. You hear about this lady, let's see, where's she from, who stabbed her boyfriend or who stabbed her fiancé 10 hours before their wedding and killed him. Right before they're about to get married. Here's the story. All right. Now, she's being charged with murder after allegedly stabbing her fiance just hours before the couple's wedding was starting to near. This is in Pennsylvania, and I keep saying this all the time. It just seems like the most craziest shit goes on in the most rural places where they ain't got shit else going on. Hold on.
Exactly. Have you ever heard anything going tonight in Maine? No.
In
nothing
Maine?
Happens in Maine.
No. Yep. And hold on real quick. We got one more caller trying to get in real quick. Hold on. Let's see if we can jack him in. Straight out the 909 as well. 2209. Tiger Queen and Claire. What it do? Hello?
That's your cue, honey.
Oh, that's
mine.
Oh, my God. Everybody in my car is trying to call
for everybody, yeah. Oh, all y'all about to call it. Look at this. Another 909 is
fucked
up. Like, damn.
Oh, call it.
No, I ain't nothing wrong with it. Y'all just, like I said, y'all gotta roll your windows up, man. I don't know where y'all be in slow motion, but I mean, it'd be loud. Hold on, we're gonna get MIA back. MIA, hold on. Hold on. Let's see. MIA, you still good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, everybody's in. Now, everybody listen to the story. Story time right now. They wanna get everybody's opinion on this. Now, she's 31, her fiancé, Billy. They were planning to tie tonight at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, but at some point during the night before, they began arguing, all right? And now, in the heat of the argument, the lady allegedly stabbed her future-to-be husband twice with a kitchen knife, and one of the stab wounds punctured his heart. The police arrived at the apartment after about 2 a.m., found him bleeding from the chest, all right, transported to the hospital where he was pronounced dead at 3, and that was less than 7 hours before they were supposed to get married. Now,
wow.
My God, this is just on so many levels, like, so fucked. I mean,
I want to know what the fuck they was arguing about.
Well, we don't know. But like I'm saying, when you're about to get married, ain't you not even supposed to be with your girl, like, I think a day or so before the wedding? You ain't even supposed
That's
to
what
chill,
I, exactly.
Right? So, why these motherfuckers was together in the first place, I don't know. And then, like I said, if you're about to get married, what is going through your head where you're about to get married, you get into an argument about God knows what, but whatever the argument is leads you to the point of actually stabbing somebody. Her excuse is, oh, I didn't mean to try to stab him. I did not kill for a purpose. But you came at somebody with a knife and you stabbed them. What the fuck other reason?
He stabbed him. How many times?
Huh?
How many times did
he
stab him? Twice.
He stabbed him twice. But it only takes one stab. This is what I mean. And my thing is like this. Dude has to be a dumbass motherfucker. I'm sorry. He has to be dumb because ain't no girl going to stab me with no knife, especially if I see it coming. You better get a gun. You better shoot me. You better poison my food or something like that. But if I see you coming at me with a knife, you was not going to get close enough to do any kind of damage. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Well, maybe that's why they ended up getting in an argument in the first place, because she
was. What I think he did, because I be doing this sometimes too, but ain't no girl ever crossed that line. But what I think he did, I think it was like, I dare you to do it. He said one of the things like, you won't. And like, let her see if she was going to do it, and that bitch went for it. I could see that happening. That's what I think happened. Like, you're going to stand me, huh? You're going to stab me, well, go ahead and do it. And she just stabbed that nigga. Like,
it has to be something going on before that. That's why they broke that vow and seen each other before the wedding. Maybe somebody was calling her
that.
Maybe it was like he cheated on her or she cheated or something has to happen.
But fuck that. You're about to get married. Then, okay, call the wedding off.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't be up here
trying
to stab somebody.
Why are you like, what's going on to the point where you're like, okay, I'm about to stab my future husband. Like, we're about to get married in a couple of hours. Like, what possessed you to want to stab him? Like, if I'm going to get married to you, like, I'm supposed to be in love. Like, aren't we supposed to be in love and happy?
Exactly.
And,
I'm supposed to love
you. Like, why would
exactly.
I want to kill you if you're trying to be my husband? Like, that's some crazy shit.
Well, it's done now. This is wild. That's what I'm saying. It is okay. And then this other girl over here, right? Here's another story, right? A woman admits to poisoning her boyfriend with Visine. If y'all don't know, Visine, like I said, you drop that in somebody's drink, you drop that in something else, if you ingest it, it will fuck you up. So, I mean, it's not a good thing. But this girl, her excuse is, let's see, hold on. Is she talking about, I just wanted some attention. What the fuck? Really? So you gonna poison me to get my attention? And I don't get it. I did not get that for nothing. And she is crazy. And she's not even being charged with attempted murder. See, if you poison me, I want you charged with attempted murder. She's only getting
what
for
is
like,
she
get? She's getting charged with reckless. Well, here we go. She's getting charged with 10 counts of aggravated assault. 10 counts of simple assault and 10 counts of reckless endangerment, all right? Because she kept slipping Visine in her boyfriend's drinking water. Like, come on now, no. Nah. I need attempted murder. Fuck that. Bitch, fuck what you going to do. Fuck that. And hold on. This is why we...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yo, why?
That bitch is going under the jail. I mean, I'm serious. Look, if you're my girl and we've been together for years and everything like that, like I said, and I'm getting sick every now and then, I don't know what's going on and everything, and I find out that it's you that's been poisoning me and fucking with me all this time, we're gonna have issues and we're gonna have problems. Just come out and see you my damn self.
Yeah.
We ain't even gonna get the police involved. I'll be the one that's in jail. You know, like, man, not like that, like. But, and it's funny,
okay,
she would put it in his water 10 to 12 times a day. Like, what the fuck? And now she's currently free on $75,000 bail. I don't know who paid $75,000 to get this girl out of jail. That's what I want to know. That's dumb as well. But, God, man, I don't know. That's the type of shit that's scary right here. This is scary. I've told stories before here. I've told a story before where the guy set his girlfriend on fire. Like, because she was cheating around doing some shit on here. He poured the gasoline on that bitch and set her up. Like, it's not funny. But you gotta watch the people that you do.
Right.
You've got to watch the people that you deal with. But, like I said, y'all, I don't know. But hold on. I'm going to let y'all get y'all car under control. We're going to get it down here. Double play real quick, and then we're going to cut back and kick some shit. Because we got a lot of callers in here, so it's time for some shit talking on the second half of the show. All right. So, y'all hang out. We're going to get it down here. Double play, and we'll be right back here on West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Night, Dagger, Queen V, and a whole lot of other motherfuckers. No offense, y'all, but... No offense, but we in here tonight, so we chilling, and we're going to start off like this. We'll be right back.
Sweetie voice, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
Exactly.
We gonna keep it real, real player.
Yeah. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a minute.
Maybe I can take you out.
Maybe we could just kick it.
I hope that you open-minded.
Maybe I can change your world.
That's only if you're trying to go.
We and my girl.
I see you look.
look a little strange. Don't dismiss it. You only live once. Maybe we can get explicit. You with it like I'm with it. Baby, we could have a ball. Penetration is devastating. It's rated. I fade them all. It's all on you, baby. What you want to do, baby? With your homegirls. Well, they can come too, baby. We can get it pop. Have your body percolate. Off a tissue and some weed. We hype you with no hesitation. I see you contemplate. Think about it for a while. Baby, I'm a witty boy. You can tell by my style. She smile, I know I got it. Pop my collar on fresh. When we done with the bra, my girl tell her.
Who's next? Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof and better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and fizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile. One laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies. Limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's out for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watching battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the This is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed to be afraid. You want a pussy ass, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like a M1 till the chamber finish. Prescriptions a pleasure, you bowing, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. For sure. And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope,
it's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you bite it, you can come.
I'm
too.
Going, nigga.
Now, let me start off by saying
what?
I want y'all to pick the Dagger on some sucker shit.
Nope. Don't think
get
that.
This shit twisted. Cause I'm still a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just doing this so y'all can flip over any beat.
I just gotta prove a point.
You know,
anything,
I always gotta prove a point. You know what I mean?
And I gotta let these women know too.
Cause yeah. You know why? Yo, I'm a G till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
Huh?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
To the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Yo, I'm too motherfucking fly. Now I'm a grown man, 26, but also a nigga. I tried to stay away from triggers, but I couldn't go figure. They come with making figures, girl. It's a part of my hustle. Go and tussle with a sucker if you can or muscle. You making me chuckle. Cause you mad, you think that I'm supposed to be. About to have me press my hair and pick me so I'm sugar free. A lot has just been done to me. Conceal my emotion. Every time I let it out, it's like a fucking explosion. So I let it go, suck it in, and bury it deep. And now I'm running out of room. I think I'm starting to leak. So you don't need to speak on every hour all through the week. And if I'm getting everything I want, then why would I cheat? And if I do, why you wanna know? You my girl, she a hoe. I never bring my trash home. You wanna go and get it though? Leave it in the street, let someone else pick it up. I lie to you, tell them the truth. But baby boy is growing, I'm a G. To the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
To the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm motherfucking fly. Now I don't try to come off me. I really hate when you cry, but I be doing what I gotta do to stay this fly. Yeah, these bitches for their bank accounts and ATM codes. So I got weed gas, drinking thizzles out on the road. I'm in player mode, didn't learn, was born with the talent. Thought I didn't have it, got Neo to follow the rabbit. So now I'm watching over him from here to infinity. But we don't fuck with Trinity, we act like with activity. We blowing up like chemistry class. And my bank is closed, bitch, you better get off my glass.
crank.
I got the ball now, but you got about a gray one.
Yo.
That bucket makes 68,
but you can keep the
and
one.
You ain't ballin', that's a listen here. I
need spit.
I'm saving room for my main course.
You decided,
and I ain't in the mood.
Nope.
I'm looking for some better food, cause I'm a G, and not just anything can make my mouth drool.
I'm a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too
what?
Motherfucking fly. Cause I'm
what?
Too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I saw the game you tried to play and read the blitz accordingly. I audible the pass with more precision than a surgery. A flip flipping, not the nigga that you wanna cross. Put your finger in my face again, I rip the nail off. Fuck that, I'm on one. Bitch, I'm taking both thumbs. Text that other nigga now, tell him come and get some. I really thought we had something, no one else can take away. I go to work, you at the house partying like kid at play. Daggers had enough of that.
Get you
gotta go. You almost had a nigga fooled, I knew you was a silly hoe. Chasing after waterfalls, begging cause you ain't proud. Couldn't get a nigga's money, so you chose to fuck around. Bitch, I'm the president.
Whoa.
Now you just another nigga.
Yeah.
You had Obama, mama. Now you go and get a job. Just about to say I do, but now this shit will never be. So I'll just say goodbye and won't cry, cause I'm still a G.
I'm a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
I'm still a G.
I'm too,
you know what I mean?
Motherfucking
bitch,
fly.
You come correct, you don't come at all. You know what I mean?
Motherfucking fly.
I'm a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
I'm too,
motherfucking fly. Cause I'm too, motherfucking fly.
I'm out. Dagger.
Oh, lovey lovey. You boys cover your eyes. That's at least something to the imagination. That's just showing too much booty.
And on our talking points this evening, it seems like the hip-hop community is trading in their gold chains for gold showers. Hip-hop singer R. Kelly is on trial again this week for sharing some of his liquid bling with yet another underage girl. Some advice for Mr. Kelly. Next time, use a golden shower curtain and keep your golden showers to yourself.
What's wrong with a man giving away a golden shower? Sounds like a nice gift to me. What? Shoot, I wish somebody gave me a golden shower. One, I like gold. Two, I like showers. Put together. Hey, that sounds like the life.
If you're good, Santa Claus might give you a golden shower for Christmas.
Christmas? My man Santa.
And controversial R&B superstar R. Kelly will be heading into court tomorrow for the first day of his latest highly anticipated trial for child pornography and lewd acts for the local minor.
This your boy KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Dagger.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Out Radio.
That's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesday is Hump Night. It's with y'all, it's the Dagger, as well as Queen B. Let's get it back in real quick. Queen, you still good?
Of course.
All right, just making sure I got a little quiet where you at right now. Like
I'm at my destination at the moment, so I'm in the house.
Okay.
So.
All right, cool. Let's see if we can get everybody else in. That just seems to be like I said, all rolling with you. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. This first one, Koya. I think this is you. Hold on. Koya?
Koya, where's your phone at? He's calling.
Too late.
Sorry.
No, mute you. You got muted. No, too late. You got muted. I'll be back later. You missed your chance.
That's mean. Being mean to my Koya.
Hey. We don't wait. We were just talking about waiting. Were we just talking about waiting at the beginning of the show?
We were just talking about that. All right. I'll give you that.
So hold on. Say, you people got to be ready. You know what I mean? After 909, 209, you got Dagger and Queen. What to do? Hello? Still good? Who's this? I never got my man's name. I know this is a dude. 2209?
You said 2209?
2209, that's what I said. My man, what'd it do?
I didn't catch your name, player.
No, that's all good. I didn't catch your name, though, the first time around. What was your name?
Tay.
Tay?
Yeah.
Okay, for sure. Tay hanging out with us tonight. Cool. Hold on, we're going to get MIA back in the building. Hold on, let's get her. See, Quay got to wait. Got to make sure people that's on time and ready.
MIA, still good?
Yo, Dagger. Yo, Dagger, what's that?
Yeah, all right, okay. MIA still chilling and straight out the 909. Who's this one? 9635. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yeah, it's Young Prince of the West, man.
What it do, Vivi? Who's this?
Young Prince of the West, man.
Young Prince, what it do, Vivi?
Young Prince.
All right. All right. And then now let's try this. We're going to try this one more time. If she don't answer, I'm going to hang up on her.
All right. Hey. Hey, what's up, Dagger?
Okay, I'm just saying, you know I'm only on your head because you know better. It's not like this is your first time talking to the
show. No, I slipped up. My bad. I'm bad.
Sorry, child. Let's see. I don't even know who I want to go to because I guess we're going to go into, let's see. Do we want to take shots? I don't think we want to take shots. Not yet. Too early. Let me ask this. All right, wait. No, first. Queen, anything on your mind? Anything you want to bring up? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, shit.
Did I ask the wrong question already? Here we go.
I mean, it's a lot of things on my mind, but I don't know. I thought we were going to talk about the signal of, you know, of figuring out what's going on with if somebody's interested or not. I thought that
was I was going to do that. I mean, we can do that. Like I said, I just figured it might have been more interesting to hear what people had on their mind. But look, as far as the signs for you know, telling if a girl. Well, here, let's go down the list first before I start talking. Queen, what are some of the signs that you see when that'll lead you to believe that, you know, a guy is no longer interested in some things that he does?
Let's see. I got a list, so I'm trying to figure out where it's going to go first.
Interested in what way, though?
I mean, either way, if you're interested in somebody, you're interested in them, period. You know what I mean? You want to be around them, you want to hang out with them, whatever you're doing with them, you have an interest in them, you know, so whatever y'all doing. So let's just leave it kind of open, all right? You can take it either way you want to, but the question is, I mean, we know how people show that they are interested. What do people do, or what do guys do as a female? What do guys do, or what are signs that you look at that lets a guy know that you're not interested anymore, that he's not interested anymore?
I don't know, because after a certain point, there comes a time where, like, if you don't start to open up to me and let me know what's going on, or, you know, you stop showing interest in me in, like, situations. I don't know, like, just basic conversation, like, if you don't want to talk to me, then I leave you alone, like, it comes a time where I feel like I'm a bugaboo if I'm always hitting you up and you don't hit me up, because then I feel like I'm on your jock a little bit too hard, so I try to, like, fall back, but, like, if you don't let me know and you don't at least let me in on a little bit, then I don't know, like, I just lose interest, because it's like, then how does our conversation go anywhere besides, you know, if you
don't
talk to me.
Well, dang it. See, I don't like that one because, like I said, I'm not much of a talker. I mean, I do my most talking on this show. So, besides that, but I mean, I can understand that, but also at the same time, I mean, I just don't like, I don't like to talk unless I feel there's a reason. You know what I mean? Unless there's, like, the only reason I really talk as much as I do on here is because I got a reason. I got to entertain. We got people want to know what's up. But
if you're interested in that person, then it always should be a reason that you want to talk to them. Like,
exactly.
It's just to say, what's up,
exactly.
What are you doing?
I mean, why wouldn't you want to get to know that?
Do you want to kick it? Do you want to whatever it may be? You feel me? But
exactly.
Day, that's why you
mean,
have to figure
talking
out in what level that person is feeling you, because if you're not right with yourself, then you going to get that from everybody that you're talking to.
What I'm talking about as far as talking
on,
is.
What's up, and, like, whatever, you feel me? If they feeling you, you're going to know that shit.
Right, because if I'm talking to somebody, what I mean by talking is that if I'm talking to a lady or something like that, I'm going to talk to her because I have an intention of like, yo, I'm talking to you because I feel there's a purpose. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm talking to you because we got to link up because I want to see you. We're talking to you because I'm trying to set up something. But see, girls just like to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's circles, though.
And girls like to talk about the same thing. It's like we just had this conversation like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, phones are not really, nowadays, phones are not to sit up and talk for 3 and 4 hours. Like, it's just to get straight to the point. Like, you
exactly.
can do all
that
in person.
You can do that in person. Hours, but I mean, like, if I get you up and ask you how your day is going.
I was just about to say the same thing. I was about to say the same thing. You got conversations and text messages that like, you can shut up every once in a while. Like, you know, like, it makes it easier.
Nah, it does make it a lot easier. It's just that, and it's just like I said, nothing wrong with a conversation. Like I said, you want to know what's going on with somebody, you want to know what's up. But see, like we were talking about earlier, I'm a man of action. You know what I mean? I strongly believe that actions speak louder than words ever could. So, I mean, anybody can sit up there and talk to you on the phone, jib at you this, that, tell you what you want to hear. Yeah, exactly. And then that's just what it is. Like I said, take it from somebody.
You're going to fall in love with a nigga words. You're going to fall in love with a nigga words instead of him.
I used to be that nigga. I'm telling y'all. I used to be that nigga that could tell a girl exactly what she wanted to hear or whatever. And all like I said, I knew that exactly. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I'm feeling you. I like, you know what I mean? I like everything about you. I like what you're
saying. But at the same time, after a certain amount of time, if you putting that much effort into this one girl, you gonna want her to talk back to you anyway. You could tell her as much as she wanna hear just because you're still interested. Now, if he just up and stopped wanting to talk to you and he just up and don't have no more conversation for you or don't hit you up as much. Now, if he hitting you up as much just because, like, he like you, at least you're on his mind. Like, you know what I mean? That means I was on your mind. If you feeding me whatever the fuck I wanna hear, that means that you care that much to tell me. But that means I was on your mind, though. Like, it's just, when you're just talking to a person, it's just like, you know, you never know if that next person is, you know, if that next person is telling you all lies, but at the same time, they still hit you up. Like, you know what I mean? That keeps the conversation.
And so you
that
get to know them. Yeah.
Go ahead, Maxine.
You get to know them? Is that, I mean, all right. Well, that's wrong. Well,
it's the difference between text messages and being around somebody. You can text or talk or say anything. You write, actions are louder than words. And I feel that your actions is going to speak. You're going to know if a person want to be around you, like you, party with you, kick it with you, be on the radio show with you, whatever, because we're going to keep calling, right, Dagger?
But like I said, this is radio, okay? But I mean, let's take it, if we want to take it that way, like I said, people know that I don't make phone calls unless something's popping. You know what I mean? Besides that,
exactly.
I have no reason
to talk
about it. But that doesn't mean that, like I said, that doesn't mean that I don't care, that I don't give a fuck. Just that I don't feel the need to just sit here and just waste anybody. I consider it wasting time. If I'm calling somebody,
because if you're working, you got a radio show, you got friends, you got other shit to do, you not sitting up here worried about who's texting you or not. You feel me?
And
just like you said,
that,
if they thinking about you, they gonna hit you up. If you thinking about them, they don't hit you back. They gonna hit you up. Whatever. If they don't, shit, they busy. I mean, some people just don't know themselves. They so worried about what the next person is doing and all that shit. Like, for real, stop all that. All right.
Well, let's see what the fellas got to say about this, man. Tell you, man, how you ever been in a situation, man? Like I said, when did you know that a girl just like, you know what? She ain't fucking with me. She on some other shit, whoop, whatever. Like, what's some of the signs that you see in these ladies nowadays that just letting you know that they just really on some other thing?
When I speak to them, I mean, they're always asking me a question. This, how you doing? And if they not, I'm like, okay, you were disrespectful. And then I just go about my business. I mean, you're not interesting. I would see that way, too.
Oh, just straight to the point, huh? And the young prince. How do they show you that they no longer interested? Well, what's the final straw for you? When do you be like, you know what, I liked her, this happened, and now I ain't fucking with her no more? Like, what's up? Like, what are things to let you know what, I'm fucking with her no more?
Man, I don't know, dude. It's like, why people, like, females like to get silent these days, you know what I mean? You ask them a question and it's just complete silence, or they'll like keep it as low as possible, so you have to keep, like, who wants to do that? If I gotta do that, that means their eyes is in other directions. You're not really, feel me, I'm not where I thought I was, at least, you know what I mean? So like, say something. That's all I gotta say. Like, speak what's on your mind. Don't hold that shit in. What's the purpose of holding shit in, dude? Like, get that shit out.
And here's another question. Here's another question, ladies. Now I got some ladies. Why do y'all? Is it? I gotta gather myself real quick. Hold on. Why do y'all allow yourselves to get mad? This is a certain situation. Like, this is the most recent situation for me, right? Now, anybody that knows me knows I don't remember dates. Now, and I mean dates like, and I'm talking like birthdays and shit like that. I don't remember these type of things.
Mm-hmm.
These are things
I remember
that,
when he told me that.
These are things, and I say that up front. If you're dealing with me or whatever, it's like, yo, I'm not going to remember your birthday. I'm not going to remember when your mama was born. I'm not going to remember this, that, woo, woo, that. I'm not going to remember none of this shit. Those kind of things don't stick in my head. You know, if you want something for your birthday, or if you want something for your birthday, or you want me to know that your birthday is coming, you need to give me like a week advance notice, and maybe like the day before, because I'll still probably forget. You know, that's just me. Or be a friend on my Facebook, because then when I go on Facebook every day, it tells me whose birthday it is today, and then maybe I may write something, a happy birthday on your page. That's what you get from me. But I'm
cold
with that up front on top. It's not cold. Like I said, it doesn't mean that I don't care.
At least you're
like
keeping it real off the back and letting them know
that you're
not going to remember it.
Right.
I mean, a birthday come every year. I mean, unless you write that shit down on a calendar or really have it somewhere where you're going to remember it.
And I'm not
it,
doing that.
Or if you really feeling that person, then you're going to remember that shit. Or it's just
exactly.
Like that.
Okay.
It's exactly.
So
that's
if you're really feeling that person, you're going to remember. You're going to remember. Especially if you're dealing with a person for a long time, you're going to remember.
Now, especially if you're dealing with
I was in a relationship for 5 years, and every year that girl had to remind me her birthday was coming up. And that wasn't because I didn't care or anything like that. It's just that, like I said, certain things just don't stick in my head like that. I mean, you know how much shit goes on a day-to-day basis? I mean, at least for me, where I'm
trying to remember. Numbers to remember and shit. Too many people that match up with these numbers and all of that. Now, why do you think we don't remember people's phone numbers? Don't worry. We'll throw your name and click on that.
Wait, you're telling me you got in trouble 5 years in a row?
I didn't get in trouble because my girl at the time fucking knew, and she would say, yo, my birthday is coming up. You need to give me something. Then it's like, okay, you know, told a nigga. But my thing is, it's like, girls will... Well, some girls, I'm not going to say all girls, but some girls will let you just go through the whole day or like whatever and wait to the end of the day and be like, well, you know my birthday was today, right? What the fuck? Like, that is, why wait?
It's even
hell,
right?
I wouldn't be
if
you didn't know it was my birthday.
Like, that's something why when girls have the ability, this is what girls have. Girls have the ability to stop drama from happening in certain cases. They do. Like I said, girls, and I'll be the first one to say, like I said, girls got a lot more power than I can always say. The shit that y'all decide to do with that power, it'd be perplexing. Like I said, y'all remember shit better a lot more than guys. Like I said, some of y'all, a lot of y'all more organized and everything like that. And that's why a guy wants a strong woman like that, because like I said, she wants, usually, like I said, a guy and a woman, man makes the money, woman pays the bills, you know, puts the bills all in order and everything like that. I mean, in most cases. Like I said, I'm just talking in general here, you know. But,
right.
But that's the point. Like I said, you're supposed to be the organized one, and I'm just supposed to do what I got to do and bring home the bacon and everything like that. So that's what I do, and I stay focused on that. It's like I do my job, you do your job, we come together, and everything's okay. That's how it's supposed to be. But we all need help sometimes. Like I said, avoid situations. It seems like a lot of times girls like that, like drama. They do that shit just to see what's going to happen, just to see what he's going to do, what's he going to say. Is he going to remember? Why worry about if he's going to remember? Just remind the nigga. Tell the nigga. I'm just saying, coming from a guy's perspective, shit can be a lot easier. But
I know,
girls
but
think,
girls are into fairy tales and how you're supposed to surprise us on our birthday with a diamond ring. And it's supposed to be so cute. We're not supposed to say, give me something for my birthday. We're in a fairy tale world that you are Prince Charming and you're supposed to remember all of your days and you are the person there.
We do the best
princesses.
Well,
our feelings are
men, we do the best that way.
But in most cases, though, like, females be celebrating their birthday a month before they get there anyway, like, okay.
You too, nigga. You
okay,
say your birthday.
Of, it's the month of
November.
So what? That's me, though. Like, everybody's gonna know my birthday. I don't care who it is. Like, you're
exactly.
gonna know. But with females, y'all say y'all want this fairy tale. But at the same time, y'all remind us without us even knowing half the time. Like, you started February your birthday until February 23rd.
And then
like,
I'm sitting
up here
trying to
celebrate.
Exactly.
True. Exactly. That's what females would be lying about their age, though. You fucking with these young ass females. You feel me?
Yeah, you gotta check ID. And I check ID like a motherfucker when I deal with a new girl, man. You know the little black light they got at the club and they check to see if it's a fake ID or not? I got one of those, you know what I mean? If I holler at a girl, it's like, yo, let me see your ID. I slide that shit. Like, hold on, is you legal? Like, hold up, you're getting me fucking caught up in shit. No.
Older women, don't have to worry about that because they could deal with older men. But like younger women, they be like, okay, we're supposed to, you know, you accept shit like that when you're older. When you're younger, you don't, you kind of have a standard, like, you know, I expect this. But then when you get older, you just like, okay, well, he a man, I guess that's normal. Like, you know, you get accepted in that type of shit. Now if you have a standard of like, no, dude, look, this is what's gonna go down, and that's how I want it to be, or we just can't do it, or we just can't be together, or we just can't, you know?
Here's another quick question. Speaking on the birthday thing, we'll stick with birthdays or whatever, because it's an easy thing to jump on real quick. Now, I'm the type, okay, I know your birthday is coming up, but I'm going to ask you straight up, what do you want? What do you want for your birthday? You know,
I don't care.
You want the fantasy?
But
no. What do you want? Like, yo, your birthday's coming up. Okay, happy birthday. What the fuck do you want? So I can go out there and try to get it, bring it to you, and everything be cool. But see, I've been in a situation.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No, but see, y'all say that's beautiful. I've been in situations where a girl would tell me, like, well, you should know what I like. You should know what I want or anything like that. No, I don't. I'm not good at picking gifts.
Sometimes a girl wants you to give something from the heart. Like, if you come to me, if I tell you surprise me, and you bring me something, and you really went out there and you really tried to give me something from my birthday, I'm gonna love it automatically because.
No, but you tell me to get you something from the heart. You tell me to get you something from the heart, then I'm gonna do old school like I did in preschool for my mama and make you a macaroni thing that's
macaroni
heart.
That would be so cute.
That's from
but
the heart.
But that's such a time to sit down and make that motherfucking macaroni. Have you ever done it? Have you ever made a macaroni card? Now, when you make a macaroni card and that shit don't work, then speak to me. How about that? So if you make that macaroni card, tell me one bitch that won't think that that's cute. At least give me a hallmark.
No hallmark. Like I said, go in there, get the construction paper, fold it in fours.
And a flower.
You know what I mean? Not even the flowers. You get the glue, the glitter, the dried up macaroni, put a little heart on it or whatever, say I love you across the middle, put the name in the middle. It's easy.
And then take me out
for me, honestly. But I mean, see where the dessert come in? Now the green macaroni. Why we got to put extras on it?
Okay, but when
it's
after she starts treating you like a kid, though, how would you like that? Can you burn her macaroni card?
I don't, like I said, it's me. I don't care. This is the one thing about me. Like I said, I just turned 30 this year. You know what I mean? I had a cool ass time on my birthday. I had people that came out, supported me, hung out with me and everything.
Why did you say that?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah,
are you really commenting on the nigga's
age? Yeah, but I didn't receive not one gift.
My bad,
I didn't receive a whole gift on my 30th. So it's okay.
My bad, bro.
Okay.
You just taught me. You just had to speed past that like you just didn't say what you just said, so.
What's wrong with me being 30, man? Like I said, I got experience
nothing.
Over here, man. It's okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with you being 30. You 30. What the heck? Ain't
that's
nobody
baby.
Gonna tell you about your age.
Hey,
you
got
to grow and
sexy.
You got to
grow and sexy.
Exactly.
No,
it's cool. It's 20, bro. Don't trip. That's true.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. Let me check on you. Like I said, I'm trying to. But I'm just saying, man, it's just real crazy right now, and I don't know. Like I said, this is why I ask questions. This is why I have these conversations, ladies. Like I said, we talked about y'all inconsistency. You know, you talk about guys' inconsistency. It's just like, oh, what are y'all doing? Just fighting? Y'all over there fighting?
No, we're not fighting. Oh my God, exactly. Y'all are on the radio.
Well, hold on, y'all. We're going to get back. All right, we're going to get to the shit talking for us. So everybody, like I said, like I always ask you on West Coast Wednesdays, we're going to go down the list again today when we get back from these tracks right here, and it's going to be niggas, what's wrong with these bitches? Bitches, what's wrong with these niggas? Get your top story out real quick, and we're going to figure it out when we get back here on West Coast Wednesdays with, you know, Dagger, Queen Z, got a full panel tonight hanging out, M.I.A., Chad, the Prince, you know what I mean? Koya, we all in here today, y'all. So we chilling, looking for something to play real quick. And then we going to do it like this. We'll be right back. And this is just to let y'all know, you know, ladies, y'all ain't always cute all the time. So, you know, don't overstep your boundaries. I'm sorry. Let's go.
For real, though.
For real,
you ain't you, you ain't fly as me,
you bitch,
you the prostitute, you know you ain't you, you ain't fly as me,
you
bitch,
yeah, you, me.
You the prostitute.
Fuck this game, my bitch. Nigga, that's irrelevant. I got an attitude that shit them like a sedative. I pinch their nerve, begins to enter their vein. Game them them and they wonder how I got in their brain. I get them to see things my way. We ain't even home yet, she giving me dome on the highway. It's my way, like the BK sign. Gives no fuck, homie, I'm on my shine. On my grind, that's what I do. Young Mac, magnificent and blue. I get at a crew of bitches. Young Mac known to go home with a slew of bitches. The homie folk, like fuck him. So we take him home and then fuck him. Pass him to Jay, you know he keep it popping. From LA to Compton, homeboy keep it rocking.
Say, yeah, you know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me.
You bitch,
you the prostitute.
Skip it, move, pop.
Yeah, you know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me.
You bitch.
You the prostitute.
Give me the move, my bitch. I'm fly as fuck.
Yep.
Bitch, my golly wow. Uh-huh. In my great tuck.
Uh-huh.
Whatever she got.
Whatever.
Whatever I want.
Give it
if
up.
She talk too much, she put a dick in the throat. I
go
tell
up.
A bitch, shut the fuck up. I just wanted that. They call me sir, fuck a bitch.
Fuck that
come
bitch.
Turn out that cut.
Yep.
I want your cunt.
Your cheddar.
And everything else you got. Hoes and blocks, mail drop. When I ride or walk down, they block. Clock. Not talk cock. Girl, twice. That's what these old. When we fold it off, all you told is in show. It's a cold thing. Glowing brain. Maybe
yeah.
Your name. Faded off the urban drink. This bitch fucking the whole thing. I maintain. Smoke weed and only fuck with flippers.
Uh-huh.
All my chippers and trippers. This bitch and made me lose my temper. I should take the hitter.
What?
But I'm a rider, so I'll cook
okay.
Two UKKU. Bitch, K and K the bitch.
I say, yeah, you know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me.
You bitch,
you the prostitute.
Skip it, boom, pop.
Yeah, you know you ain't you. You ain't fly as me.
You bitch,
you the prostitute.
Thank you.
I said the money so strong.
Had the money stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
My name's good.
I got homies I can call on, dog.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team.
Yeah.
Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and 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 champ.
My life ain't average. Check YouTube, I'm a superstar. Writing still good music, what I do for y'all. I wake up and I think about the past years. Cause now my car is next year, not last year. Huh? Long journey to the top. Reminiscing on Ives as I drive down the hot. And as I drive down the block, I think to myself when the fraud ain't gonna stop. Look where I'm at now and where I was then. And I'm still making music with my cousin. Long studio hours, turn the sport on rose in the club, no flowers. No flowers. Bet you wonder how we make it rain, no showers. You see this game so ours, I'm on now. It's going down,
flip the
power.
So strong.
Had the money, stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
My name's good.
I got homies I can call on, dog.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team.
Yeah.
Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Yeah. Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
Bad bitches and champ.
You already know it's bad bitches and champ.
Yeah.
And them bitches doing so they panties is dead.
Yeah.
I would say it gets realer, but really you can't. Can't relate to the fake, it's all real in this camp. We only live once, so we enjoy life. You know me, Springs, H, and my boy Dice. They say them bitches wanna ride, cause them toy nice. No, them bitches wanna ride, cause them boys nice. You think of us, just think of a moon. And the same is whatever niggas, just think of a broom. Yeah, I try to tell you, that boy was the problem. The baddest bitches be fucking, the fastest car we drive them. All I wanna do is get this cake crazy. I tell her, sharpen the muzzle in the late 80s. Yeah, this is what we do, Cannon. Blazing springs, prepare for
let the money stay strong.
Let the money stack it up and make it fall on y'all.
I make it fall on y'all.
My name's good in the street.
Good.
I got homies I can call on, dawg.
I can call on y'all.
Yeah, just me and my niggas.
Niggas.
Just me and my camp.
Camp.
Just me and my team.
Yeah.
Celebrate like a champ.
Champ.
Bad bitches and 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 champ.
Yeah, it's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shouts out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess it's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing, you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted, I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding. I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me.
You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She suck me up anytime I want. Let it fly me.
Dog, on my mind.
I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all the roof tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Say I'm tripping, damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
Jenkins, I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds
and I'm leaving. Yeah, yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday is hump night. The Dagger, Queen V. Hold on, let me get it back in real quick. Queen, you still good?
Of course.
All right, just make it show. We have, damn, man, where does fucking 2 hours go so fast, man? Sometimes it feels like it's long. Sometimes it feels like it's a long show, and today just feels like it went by so fucking fast. So I don't know what happened, but we're today in the middle of the show, like I said. I'm going to go down the list to my panel. We're going to give this quick shots and shout-outs real quick, okay? So we're going to start off with this ought to be interesting. Hold on. Koya, you up first. First, go ahead and get shout-outs, you know, Mama and all them first. Go ahead, do that first.
I don't know. I don't like her today.
You love her always. Don't talk about my mama like that.
Okay, well, of course, I'm going to shout-out my mama. I'm going to shout-out my mama and my roommate.
Why do you sound like you're so far away?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm so close to everybody else.
Oh, I don't know. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Try again.
Okay, but I want to shout out my mama.
There we go.
And that birth visited me. Love her, of course. I want to shout out my roommate. You know, the queen came and lived with us. You know, now we live in a palace. Because we have the queen.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Shout out my roommate. She's not with us tonight. I love her with all my heart. You know, they keep me strong. I want to shout out my moon. I love him. My star wouldn't be up. I mean, my sky wouldn't be as bright without my moon. And the bro, YP, right here. And Dagger, of course. You know, you're amazing.
Oh, well, thank you. At last, but it's okay. I can go last.
No,
cool.
You have to say the best for last. I didn't want to do it.
But
all right,
Koya.
And it was nice to be on the radio with you.
What's wrong with niggas? What's wrong with
niggas?
What's wrong with them?
Niggas ain't shit but homes and tricks. Men lose the fact of, you know, once you get older and once you start growing in life, what life is really about and what you're going to end up at the end of the day. Like, where you're going to end up at the end of the day. And I feel like a lot of men need to get their priorities straight, and I think that men need to, you know, take care of their self first, and then after they take care of their self, then they have to, you know, stop looking in the street so much. Stop looking for parties. Stop looking for all of that. You know, I mean, after a certain age, you need to grow up. You know, you don't want to have to find a family and have some kids and settle down. You know, be a man.
Wait. Okay. Now, I agree with, you know, getting your priorities straight and everything like that. I agree with you on that. As far as a man has to have a family and all that kind of thing? Nah, I don't agree with you on that.
A man has to have a family.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that after a certain amount of time, I mean, if that's a man that you want to be, if you're not a man that want to have a family, then that's not your way of life. You tell me, if you're a dude that just wants your shit straight and you just want a girl and you just want to live life with your girl, then there you go. But I'm just saying, at the same time, it's like a lot of dudes out here, they talk about what they want, but they don't never go out there and get it. Like, you know what
okay.
I mean? A lot of people sit up here like, I need a job, I need a job. But every day that go by, how many places do people apply for?
Why they still sit on the, yeah, why they still sit on the corner smoking or whatever, right?
What'd you say?
No, I was saying, like instead of actually going out and finding a job, they always talk about they want to find a job where they're just sitting on the corner smoking weed and drinking all day, right?
Exactly. Like, damn, my nigga, I need a job. Or, like, you know, I want to make these figures. I want to drive this car. I want to do this. But it's like, what are you actually doing on a day-to-day basis to really do that? Because, like, me, I work hard for my shit. Like, you know what I mean? I go to work.
I work hard for the money.
What I want. It's certain stuff that I think that men should really show a person like me. I don't know. I just think that a lot of men out there need to try to get themselves together before they try anything else, you know, before they try
to even think about being with a bitch. Because what you're going to do is you're going to get stuck with a baby.
There it is. All right, Koya. Good looking out. You know you're always welcome here, okay? So make sure you holler at your boy anytime, Wednesday and Sundays, all right? Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Let's see. Next.
You're
not taking up too much time, except that I muted you and I still hear you. It's like, why can I hear you better through my co-host's phone than through your own? But anyway.
I don't know. I know I talk a lot. My fault. I do talk a lot. But remember last time you told me that about the toys and all that and how I should tell you my experience about the toys?
Yeah, we don't got time for that today, so save it for me. You gotta save it. We don't got time today.
Okay, go ahead.
Get in some more practice with it and let me know, all right?
Oh, my God.
I don't
want to
do it. It's all your fault, and I don't think I
can. Now, MIA, how you? Go ahead, give your shout outs, let people know where they can find you at and all that good stuff. And then, again, another lady, what's wrong with niggas? What's wrong with us? But go ahead, give your shout outs first.
I want to give a shout out to you, most important, Boss Spot and T. You feel me? I mean, I ain't saying it like that, but
no, I'm just fucking with you. Don't mind me.
Boss Spot, you feel me? And I just feel that I don't really think it's a problem with guys. I think they should just open their eyes and realize what they want. I agree with what was being said, and I think that sometimes a female really don't know how to come at a guy. If I tell you I like you, if I show you I want to be with you and want to be around you and you don't take that nowhere, then that's your fault, you know? But at the same time, I'm not going to bug you if I really want to be your friend. So it just depends on how you take it, what type of person you are, and what you're doing with your life. So, yeah, I just feel that everybody should just get their stuff together and just keep it real. Keep it real. Have fun. We all young. Keep it real. Get your car, get your house, get your place, and then talk about really being in a relationship.
All right. Nice. Thank you. Like always, Amaya, thank you very much. You know you're always welcome here, and we hope to see you on Sunday and as well as next Wednesday, all right?
All right. You know I'll be here.
Yes, ma'am. And then my nigga Tay, hold on, I think this is Tay. Hold on, let me make sure. Let me see. This is Tay of the Prince. 9635. Is that Tay?
That's Young Prince, man.
My bad, Prince. What's wrong with these bitches, man? Let's get on some nigga shit, man. What's wrong with them? Hold on, give a shout out. Wait. Give your shout outs first. Give your shout outs to everything
first.
If you got links to a website you want people to holler at you on, you can drop those too and then let people know something.
Man, don't even worry about the websites right now. just look at this. But I'm going to give a shout-out to all the real niggas in the IE and all the real niggas in the city, you know what I'm saying? Only real niggas, though, because, you know, those bougie motherfuckers and them fake-ass mannequin niggas I don't fuck with. But as far as what's wrong with bitches, man,
everything.
I ain't gonna talk about like that though. Like, it's a lot of good ass females out there. It's a lot of good women out there. However, you got those that wanna lie to themselves. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't care if you lie to me, but don't lie to yourself. You feel me? Like, I'm one of the firm believers in the saying that I say, don't do it if you're not gonna do it. So pretty much, get to it. Like, regardless on what it is, if you're trying to pursue something in your life, nigga, if you're trying to pursue a nigga, if you just want some dicks for the night, whatever the case may be, nigga, get to it. Don't expect the world or a nigga to just hand that shit to you, nigga. Like, get off your ass, like, you know? Because if you were a nigga, feel me, and you on your ass, then that gives that nigga low-key the excuse to be on his ass, because, bitch, you ain't doing shit either, so.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that.
Can't
stand a lazy bitch. Like, how you gonna talk about me and everything
if
you ain't doing shit, bitch? What the fuck?
Exactly. Exactly. If you want something, open your mouth. A closed mouth don't get fed. You feel me? And I got plenty of it for you. So
All right, Chris, man. You know y'all is welcome to come out and hang out with your boy, all right? Every Wednesday, every Sunday, all right? Make sure you holler at us. And then, if Tay, you still listening, man, I see you down there. Press 1 real quick. Don't let me know if you want to get in on this convo real quick before we check out on your phone, 0721. Is that Tay? Hold on. Tay, you gonna tell? Hold on, let me see if I can bring him in. We're gonna bring him in anyway. I'm gonna press the button. Hold on. Tay. No, you good. Tay?
Okay.
Hello? Yeah, I got you, Pippin. So what's wrong with the ladies, man? What's wrong with them, man? What's wrong?
I see. Honestly, ain't nothing wrong with them. I mean, hold on, wait.
That's
a gold mine, bro.
For real. That's your final answer? There's nothing wrong with them? You going to stick with that?
I'm going to keep my mind.
Oh, my God.
All right, Tay.
Lazy hoes don't want to go get that bread, though. Like, exactly. That's what's wrong with riches. Like, riches be lazy.
Wow.
Bottom line. Okay, All right, Tay, I can roll with that. I can roll with that for sure, man. You always welcome, man. Thanks for hanging out over here. And then, Queen. Your people is crazy. If I got love for them, it's all good. They're crazy. We all crazy. It's okay. That's what we all get together on West Coast Wednesdays. But go ahead, give your shout outs real quick, Queen. Let them know they can find you at it. And then, of course, as always, your final thoughts on today's show and everything. And then I'm going to give mine. Queen. Now, where'd my co-host go?
Sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. I apologize. I muted my phone because a lot of people in the car. I'm sorry. We have to come back out here and laugh together. But, y'all ain't shit. Shout out to Marcoya. I love you and you the shit. I thank God for you every fucking day. You know what? All right. Shouts out to Tay and Young Prince of the West. You guys are something the fuck else. You guys always have me fucking laughing. I love y'all. Dagger, you already know. Shouts out to you. I appreciate you. You really don't know how much I really appreciate you. You guys want to find me, you guys can find me at facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. Again, that's ColeyBby. You guys can holler at me on You guys can holler at me on Twitter, QueenVicky21, QueenVicky21. And my last thoughts on the show, what's wrong with these niggas? What's wrong with these niggas? I have to agree with both MIA and Marcoya on that. Niggas don't know what the fuck they want, and you out here searching for some other shit when it's right in front of your motherfucking face. I can't stand niggas who don't know what they want when, you know, I ain't got all my shit together, but if I tell you I know what I want, then I know what I want, and I know what I'm talking about. So, we can figure it out, or if you ain't got time for that, then you need to keep it pushing, because, I can't do it. Like, if you finna be with me, you gotta be with me. If you against me, then you need to get the fuck off.
There it is. All right. And then, like I said, y'all know me, man. I got Dagger here. Like I said, shout out to everybody that came on the show. Queen as always, you know, Koya checking in. Prince, Tay, MIA always, you know, always show support to the show, just everybody out there listening. A lot of people out there listening on Facebook right now that I didn't even know. You know, I've been conversating with some of y'all. Thanks for showing y'all support as well. And just be reminded of
the word.
Nigga? No, I got, hold on, it's cool. But, just basically like I say, anybody out there that's listening to the show, that's going to be listening to the show, thank you very much. And like I said, my final thoughts on this whole thing, I mean, y'all, it seems like the theme is, you know, everybody is, you know yourself, know what you want. But on the other side of that, it's hard when you already know exactly what you want. Like, see me, I know exactly what I want. I know really what's going to make me happy. I know the type of girl that I would like. I know the circumstances I would want behind that and everything. And on the sad part about it is that a lot of girls have something wrong with them. And I mean no disrespect in that way. It's just that it's like I know exactly what I want, but the people that I come across or the girls that I come across stops it from being that. And it's not necessarily got to be like something wrong with them or anything. You know, it's just something that's like, you know what, that's not one of the things that was on my list of things to have. But at the same time, you know, life isn't perfect. Life is never going to be perfect. So, I mean, you can't get the perfect girl. You're never going to get the perfect man. You're never going to get exactly what you want. So the question is, do you settle? Do you settle for what you can get, or do you get, you know, best of, and then you work with, you know, 80%, you know, 75%? Do you work with a percentage? Or do you hold out and wait for that girl that's really meant for you, or that's supposed to be there for you? Because they always say that, you know, there's somebody perfect out there for everybody. And I'm not saying the perfect relationship isn't going to have its problems, but what I'm saying is that you know what you want, she knows what she wants, y'all want each other, and y'all seeing each other exactly the things that y'all want, and from there you move forward. But again, we've had these conversations many a times. Bitches is trying to be niggas, niggas is trying to be bitches. People are heartbroken, people are damaged. People have issues. People don't want to let go of certain things. People don't want to step up to the plate. And so then it's like, then what do we do? What do we do in the meantime? A lot of y'all, like I said, what the fuck are y'all out there doing? What I'm saying, it didn't change since, yeah, I'm 30. You know, niggas made a big deal about that. But in 30 years, like I said, it's cool because in 30 years, like I said, when I was 20, 18, 21, in that range or whatever, I was doing shit niggas my age now was trying to do, or ain't even did. And, you know, and even now that I'm at now, I'm still on some shit that niggas older than me is trying to do, and even niggas younger than me wish they could have done that I've already done. So, I mean, it's not like I haven't had experiences and everything behind my belt. But can I say I'm happy about the things that I've done? So, yeah, I done got it popping. You know what I mean? This shit was truly popping. And a lot of times I was just young, dumb, and an asshole about certain situations where I wish, you know, looking back on it, I could have did things differently. Could have been a little different. Could have been a little nicer. Could have been this. Could have been that. But the other thing is you can't move backwards. Everything's only forward. And there comes a point in your life you got to realize you're only as good as the last thing you've done. So you got to start thinking about the things that you do, people you deal with, people you associate with, people you let into your life. Because whether you believe it or not, everybody you allow in your circle or everybody you allow in your life has some kind of effect on you. Positive, negative, they're going to affect it somehow. When they get in your life, while they're in your life, when they leave your life, there's an effect. Cause, effect. There's certain things you can't get around, there's certain things you can't do, there's certain things you can't back away from, there's certain things you can't take back. So you got to be careful. Really be careful. Be careful with the people you're dealing with. Be careful in the decisions you make. Be careful in the actions that you take. Because you just never know. You don't know what people are facing in front. You know, if you want to be spiritual for a second, you know, they say God doesn't put hurdles in, doesn't give you things that you can't handle. You know what I mean? The thing is you just got to handle it if you want to be spiritual for a second. So I don't know. Like I said, I never know. I don't have the answers. I ask questions. I ask a lot more questions than I get answers to because everybody's answer is different. We know we all may have the same general idea. We all may have the same general answers, but everybody's life is different. You know, everybody's friends are different. Everybody's family is different. Once you get down to it. So you can't sit here and say, you know, this worked for me and this may work for you. Or, I mean, I'm the type of person you have to learn through experience. And, well, let me take that back. You don't have to learn through experience. Some of y'all just need to open up your ears and listen. There's some shit you don't need to experience. Some shit you don't need to go through. Trust me. Take it from me. It may sound good, it may look good, but trust me, not like they say, all money ain't good money. All things that look good and sound good is not the business, and even if it's good when it happens or when it pops off, the aftermath of it may not be worth it. like I keep telling people, man, life is chess, not checkers. It's not just jumping. You know, in checkers, you jump each piece you can get, you know, and I mean that, you know, in double terms. You know what I mean? When you're playing checkers, you're just looking to jump the next move. You know, you jump the next person, girls jump on the next dick, guys jump on the next flip, whatever. You're just looking to jump. And then the more people you jump, when you get to the end, you become the king. You get king, right? And you get to jump whole rows of motherfuckers, you know, two people at a time or something. You know, that's if you're playing checkers. But, you know, when you play chess, each piece moves differently. You know, you have to strategize. You have to think two, three steps ahead. You have to anticipate what the next person is going to do. It's not just making a move and then going about your business. Each move comes with a consequence. If you make a move with a certain piece and you lose it, it could be gone forever. You know, you guys gotta think about this type of shit. But like I said, I guess I'm getting too technical at the end of the show. Y'all gotta not mind me. This fucking drink I'm drinking, and they got me all philosophical and shit. And this shit is giving me a fucking headache. And, you know, it's one of those drinks I didn't even tell y'all I was drinking all because I don't even know what it is. It was one of them liquor bottles that just got, you know, some kind of foreign writing on it. I think it was, like, Russian or some shit. So I'm drinking some dark Russian shit. But it's getting me fucked up, but it is giving me a headache. But, again, shout out to everybody that's listening. Like I said, thank y'all for being here, supporting the show. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, the Dagger Queen Bee, every Wednesday, 9 to 11. Every Sunday/Sundays with me, the Dagger, 7 to 9. Shit. Email dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. That's for music, interviews, Dagger's Beauties of the Week. And, yeah, I guess that's it for tonight. We'll see y'all next week. And we're going to ride out on this with my nigga Ashton Martin and D-Ray holding me down. And also, like y'all keep doing, I don't know what it is, but y'all keep talking about this show. I don't know what, because it ain't me. It's y'all. Whatever y'all are out there doing, y'all got this show turned up. So thank y'all and keep it pushing. Because we're doing big things and we're going to keep it moving. All right? We'll see y'all next week.
Super Trek. Super Trek.
Already.
Turn my headphones a little bit. Yeah.
Who's going to hold the dagger down?
Consider the situation, anticipating impatience. This is time to get inspired to bring you nothing but greatness. Yeah, I know I left them waiting, but I was feeling forsaken. Doing what I felt was best, and I took it back to the basics. In other words, a dimension, a narrow road to redemption. I remember I was down where I couldn't pay it attention. But not that I got them listening, I don't want to misinterpret. If you don't believe in self, then you ain't living with a purpose. Yeah, I'm speaking with an urgency, cause I can feel it emerging. Self-confidence and swag, all that missing is enduring. So I run it all concurrent, and I'm ready for whatever. When insanity and labor, that's a whole heap of cheddar. I'm my own competition, can't nobody do it better. Cause I'm hotter than the ashes right after the smoke settle. In my prime on the grind, futuristic stargazing. Must admit that the craze is in the veil of brow raising, ain't it?
When I strip my wings, I'm a fly.
With my thoughts and educate them with
me? Take your time and get adjourned. Cause these crackers playing games with niggas' life with no concern.
When I spread my wings, I'm a fly. Keep on talking cause it lets me know how good I got it. Watch how fast I go and drop this. And I ain't even worried cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about it.